to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of a late and legendary alto saxophonist. It's We'll Keep Loving You, Jackie McLean, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. alto saxophonist Jackie McLean performing I Hear a Rhapsody from his 1964 Blue Note album Action, backed by Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, a tune McLean said he had trouble playing for years because he was so paralyzed by what his friend and mentor Charlie Parker had done with it. We'll be playing the music of Jackie McLean on this edition of Nightlights. McLean passed away at the age of 74 on Friday, March 31st, 2006, at his home in Hartford, Connecticut. McLean's career spanned the bebop movement of the 1940s, the hard bop sound of the 1950s, the avant-garde developments of the 1960s, and the birth of jazz studies and education in the decades that followed. McLean was an active and important participant in just about all of those trends. Jackie McLean was born in New York City in 1931, and he grew up in the brilliant bebop world of 1940s Harlem, going to the same high schools as Sonny Rollins and a legendary but unrecorded musician, Andy Kirk Jr. His art would be steeped in his origins. As writer and musician Ben Cedron once said, "If there's a musician who typifies the New York sound and attitude in jazz, it's Jackie McLean." He got his first alto saxophone as a present from his mother when he was 15 and worked in his uncle's record shop and befriended the pianist Bud Powell. Other unofficial instructors in Jackie's musical education included Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and Miles Davis. When he made his debut at New York City's Birdland Club with Davis, he was so nervous that he left the stage to vomit, then came back and continued to play. McLean made his debut on record not with Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, as many have thought, but with an R&B group led by Charlie Singleton on a record that turned out to be a hit in black communities, a song called The Camel Walk. Jackie said many years later that the flip side, Hard Times Are Coming, Baby, was probably the most prophetic record he had ever made. Like so many in the late 1940s community of Harlem, McLean fell under the spell of heroin, and it would impede his life for a number of years. Nevertheless, he was able to perform and record frequently throughout the 1950s, working with both Charles Mingus and Art Blakey, and making many leader dates for the Prestige label. Both Blakey and Mingus influenced McLean. Blakey urged him to discipline his solos, while Mingus loved McLean sound, a sound that has been described as bittersweet and profoundly honest, and in the words of fan and writer Mark Stryker's obituary, a searing, anguished wail that rode the sharp side of the pitch like a cowboy trying to tame a wild steer. But he encouraged him to forge his own musical style. McLean told author A.B. Spellman that he came to Mingus fixed in my ideas, strictly from bebop. But Mingus said, "I don't want Charlie Parker, man. I want Jackie. Mingus gave me my wings, more or less." Here's Jackie McLean, featured on Charles Mingus's composition for him, Profile of Jackie, on Nightlights. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Jackie McLean and trumpeter Kenny Dorham performing Dorham's composition Una Mas from the album Into Something, recorded live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco in November of 1961. McLean and Dorham backed up there by Walter Bishop on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Before that, we heard McLean performing on Charles Mingus' composition Profile of Jackie, named after Jackie McLean from the 1956 Atlantic album Pithecanthropus Erectus, and McLean accompanied there by Charles Mingus on bass, J.R. Monteros on tenor sax, Mal Waldron on piano, and Willie Jones on drums. Along with musicians such as Charles Mingus and Charlie Parker, Jackie McLean also gave credit to Billie Holiday for influencing his approach, saying of Holiday, the way she didn't just sing a melody straight, the way she bent notes and stuff, the feeling that comes with her sound, that was something that I wanted to have. My mother listened to her a great deal, and I heard her in my childhood, so she was a great influence. Billie Holiday, like Charlie Parker, like Sonny Rollins, and like so many of Jackie McLean's heroes and contemporaries, struggled with drug addiction. McLean became addicted as a teenager. He survived what he called the heroin plague, though he suffered arrest, convictions, prison sentences, and the loss of his cabaret card, a necessity for a musician trying to make a living in New York City. Somehow McLean persevered, and in 1959 he began to record for Blue Note, the label where he would make what are generally considered to be his finest records. He also worked with the Living Theater and appeared in Jack Gelber's breakthrough play The Connection, in which jazz musicians are among the addicts waiting for their dealer to arrive. It was part of McLean's interest in the wider world of art that intersected with the jazz world. He cited Hieronymus Bosch as his favorite painter because his experience with addiction led him to identify with the horror depicted in Bosch's paintings. We'll hear some dialogue from the character Leech in the movie version of The Connection, followed by the music that accompanies Leech's overdose, performed by composer Freddie Redd's quartet that included Jackie McLean, OD on Nightlights.
I'm not high at all, you know what I mean? Now look here, cowboy. Man, you got some left and I want some more. Like I mean, strictly speaking, it's mine and I want more!
Thank you.
pianist Freddie Redd performing his composition O.D. from The Connection, accompanied there by Jackie McLean on alto sax, Michael Matos on bass, and Larry Ritchie on drums, recorded in 1960. We also heard a brief bit of dialogue from the movie version of the play The Connection. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to We'll Keep Loving You, Jackie McLean on Nightlights. We're playing the music of Jackie McLean, the alto saxophonist who died at the age of 74 on Friday, March 31st, 2006, on this edition of Nightlights. Even though personal problems hampered McLean's career early on, he still recorded prolifically, first for Prestige and then for Blue Note, and he developed an enthusiastic following. There was even a Jackie McLean fan club in the early 1960s, according to David Rosenthal's book Hard Bop. The club's credo stated, "We believe Jackie McLean is the most stimulating alto saxophonist in the jazz scene today. We like his style, we adore his sound, and we love his approach." During these years, McLean frequently crossed recording paths with other hard bop greats, including trumpeter Lee Morgan and saxophonist Tina Brooks. Here's Jackie McLean from his Blue Note album Jackie's Bag with Brooks performing McLean's composition Appointment in Ghana on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Jackie McLean performing his composition Appointment in Ghana from the 1960 Blue Note album Jackie's Bag, accompanied there by Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Appointment in Ghana, a composition that through its modular approach pointed to the direction that McLean's writing would take in the 1960s. Jackie McLean's lack of a cabaret card, caused by his convictions for drug possession, hampered his ability to perform live in New York City during the early 1960s, a period when he assembled one of his greatest groups, working with musicians such as vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson, trombonist Gratian Moncour, and drummer Tony Williams. He continued to make records for Blue Note, and he embraced the rise of the avant-garde movement in jazz, spurred by Ornette Coleman's groundbreaking quartet. In his liner notes to the 1962 album Let Freedom Ring, McLean wrote, "The new breed has inspired me all over again. The search is on. Let freedom ring." Yet his music retained connections with his bebop and hard bop roots, enabling him to create a uniquely compelling balance and aesthetic tension in his work. Jackie McLean performing his composition Echo from the 1965 Blue Note LP Right Now on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jackie McLean performing his composition Moonscape from the LP Jackknife, recorded in 1966. McLean backed there by Larry Willis on piano, Don Moore on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Before that, we heard another McLean composition, Eco, from the 1965 LP Right Now. McLean backed there again by Larry Willis on piano, and this time by Bob Cranshaw on bass and Clifford Jarvis on drums. In the late 1960s, the jazz world took a hard economic hit, with many nightclubs closing and record labels losing interest as rock and roll cemented its commercial dominance. As jobs dried up, Jackie McLean began to work with disadvantaged youth in New York City through a program established by Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and he also started teaching at the University of Hartford, where he would pioneer a jazz studies program. For the second half of his life and career, he served an important new role as a jazz educator and cultural advocate, a calling that came naturally to McLean's generous and passionate personality. Throughout the 1970s and 1980s, he performed and recorded sporadically, but in 1988, he made what some consider to be a latter-day masterpiece, Dynasty, and began to once more assert an active presence in the jazz world. A.B. Spellman, in his book Four Lives, called McLean one of the last original hip musicians. With his passing, a huge connection to the great mid-20th century era of jazz has been lost. For many of his fans, the loss is intensely personal. McLean's spirit and sound had a way of inspiring devotion in his listeners. And I've told many people in the past that I consider him to be one of the patron saints of this program. In the liner notes to his 1963 Blue Note album, Destination Out, McLean said, "Jazz is a happy thing, and there are a lot of musicians around waiting to give a little happiness to a world filled with so much unrest." Jackie McLean playing a composition written by another friend and mentor from the 1940s bebop world of Harlem, Bud Powell's I'll Keep Loving You on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Jackie McLean from his 1962 Blue Note album Let Freedom Ring, performing Bud Powell's composition I'll Keep Loving You, accompanied by Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can hear more Jackie McLean on the August 21st, 2004 edition of Nightlights, Destination Out with Gracian Moncour, from the Nightlights archives online at nightlights.indiana.edu. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.